from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dolphins open preseason tomorrow night. Game one, and it's the Atlanta Falcons in town. So... and let me just ask you, I was saying to Crowder as we were bringing you on, did you play in preseason games? It meant a little something
absolutely
more back in the day.
Absolutely.
Like, it literally means, seems to mean almost nothing now.
Yeah, absolutely. I played in all four of them. Absolutely. The fourth one was maybe the least amount you played. You know, the fourth one, you probably got a series and then sat down. But those first three, especially three was really dress rehearsal. You know, you had to play the three. To the third quarter. I think we played to the end of the third quarter. Back then in the first and second, you know, I think the biggest thing I think is they expanded the playbook, you know, like obviously the first game, you only had like hit just glance and a go. You only had like three routes you could run. But I think, I think, you know, and I think the timing was different too, because, you know, like, Channing might, you know, like that fourth game, like that was the bubble game. Like, oh boy, like you gonna make it, you gonna not make it, you gonna make the practice squad. You know, those guys was wanting you to get out quick because they were on a short leash, and you know they wanted to know whether they were gonna be there or not be there. So, it was a real crucial time. I think just the whole landscape has changed with that. I mean, if you weren't. A starter with a big contract, you had to play, really had to play, you know?
And OG, now I was talking about earlier too, where we were so mentally conditioned to, yeah, one quarter first, you know, first game, second game, you could play a quarter and a half, third game, you could play a half with one series for adjustments. Like, but now as a grown man looking back, like it was just mental conditioning that you thought that was the way. I really don't feel as if, like you're talking about, if you already on the team, you already in the league, I'm looking at it now, bro. I think the preseason is a damn waste of time.
I don't know. I think you really have to get, you know, get into it, like you say, mentally, to get your routine down pack. I think, you know, unless, you know, I think if you don't have at least one preseason game, two preseason games, like, you know, you could probably have one you got to play. And then the other one for, you know, the people trying to make the squad. But I think you have to have some type before that first game, because the first game, you know, becomes really important, you know. And then you look back and say, oh, if we had won that first game, then we would have made the playoffs, so we'd have had home field advantage. So I think it's just so serious. And, you know, they pay these people a lot of money. But I understand what you're saying, because you know, we're not, you know, teaching Tyreek and Tua how to, you know, throw a deep ball and run the routes. But I think they do have to, you know, you have to get in your routine, getting yourself together, going to the game, you know, where certain things are at the stadium, you know, what car you're going to drive, what time you get in there. I know it's a little different because it's a nighttime game and you play during the day, but I think the dry run has to happen sooner or later before the first game so you know, okay, I'm ready. Like, you know, you see Tyreek Hill and them, you know, they come out there, socks are down, you know, they don't have on the wristband, so you know they're not playing. But I think the fact that you're out there running around, even talking to the younger players, gets you in the rhythm of, okay, next week is a real game, you know. I mean, like I said, once again, obviously the quarterback and, you know, you don't have to. But I still think mentally for the old players, you can go through it. But the younger players like Porkchop going to need that. He going to need that to get ready for his situation because I think, you know, for all intents and purposes, he's going to be a starter, you know. So he has to go through that to get, you know, and you'll have Phillips and you'll have Chubbs in his ear telling them what to do or what they should do or what they did. You know, if they just went to game one, you know, I really can't help you on game one. You know, it's not cutting time on the game one account, you know.
Now, what about, because you mentioned Tua and Tyreek at the beginning of that answer. Go ahead. Solana wasn't paying attention. I said Tyreek. Solana missed it. How'd you miss that one?
Tyreek?
Yeah, I
didn't miss it. That's what we got, Hawk? Tyreek?
Yeah. 8 days of Tyreek. So what is, so Tyreek gets this giant restructured contract and Tua gets his giant restructured contract. And so what is reasonable expectations now for this team? I think it's got to be more than just going to the playoffs. And I think it's got to be more than just winning a playoff game. Like everything has fallen into place, no?
You know, it's the same thing. I think, you know, first things first is definitely you. I mean, I don't think that those expectations weren't there before. You know what I'm saying? I think you kind of knew that Tua was going to get the contract because he's the quarterback. And once you knew we were going to sign him, because, you know, obviously I just wasn't the biggest Tua advocate, but I think right now I'm happy with the signing. I mean, he's the guy. If you're going to keep the coach, you got to keep the quarterback. And if you got to keep the quarterback, you got to keep Tyreek or nothing will work, right? So those things are in place. But I think the number one key for us, and I can say us because, you know, I've been a part of it, none of it's going to work if we got to go somewhere in South Florida for a playoff game. You know what I'm saying? So we got to win the AFC, you know, East. I think that's the most important thing. After that, we can probably, you know, that in turn will help us win the first playoff game because it's tough. I mean, last year we had to go to Kansas City. I mean, the best thing we can say about that is, ooh, we had to go to Kansas City and they won the Super Bowl. Wow, all right. But, I mean, everywhere else is going to be cold. Cincinnati, Baltimore, Cleveland, unless we go into San Diego, L.A., you know what I mean? Like, or Jacksonville. You know, every place else, you know, everybody else is going to be, you know, it's going to be cold. So I think that is where we're looking to. That's where I'm looking to. Like, let's win the AFC East and then see how things shake out because that in turn gives us a home playoff game. Then all those things become, you know, we got to get our defensive ends back. Then we'll see, you know, how well the money is spent. Because I just think if you're going to have the coach for a long period of time, you got to have the quarterback. Because the quarterback, you know, is the arm of the coach. Like, I don't think we would have another quarterback if, you know, if that wasn't the coach. And now, you know, if you Tyreek not there, I don't think the quarterback works. So I do think we have to win at least two games in the playoffs for it to be, to be well worth it.
Yeah.
Acceptable, yeah, for the money. Because, you know, everybody going to be on the money. Oh, you know, first bad pass. Oh, we paid $212 million for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, my dad was the quarterback, and then when he left with Jay, and man, Jay won some playoff games. You know what I mean? So, he's got to do it. There's no excuses now. You got the money. You got the two guys you need locked up. You got a bevy of running backs. I mean, I don't know what else. What else you needed? You got the head coach. I don't know what else we need at this point.
And OG, knowing with this first game, with this preseason, pretty much all overall, knowing that there's going to be, you know, guys in and out of the lineup, you know, the depth chart's not going to be solidified yet. What are you looking for? Because honestly, I do not know what the hell the defense is going to look like. I don't know what Anthony Weaver runs. So that's my thing. What are you looking for in the preseason to better understand this 2024 team?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, I think because of all of what we said, we got to make sure the offensive line is intact. Decent. We got a solid five starters that's going to play. And if we don't, who are the backups that we need to come in? Because we know one of the guys probably not going to play a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we got to know that we got somebody that can step in and take that spot. So I think that's the biggest thing. I think, you know, every other spot, I think, for the most part, has adequate, you know, backup. I think we got a bevy of receivers, one of them being guy coach Anthony Schwartz, hopefully he makes the team. You got a stable of running backs. You got everybody look fast at the running back, everybody. And so I think, you know, and I like Mike White. You know, the games Mike White has started, he's due for 400 yards. You know, so I think it's, you know, we adequate at everything there. It's just – I don't know the offensive line, and I need to see them, you know, able to not only, you know, maul for the running game, but to take care of Tua. And I think that's the only X factor, you know, that we don't know. Because, I mean, you know, not for all intents and purposes, I mean, you have the number one player in the NFL on your team.
Right. Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that you know, and you gave Tua the money that, you know, maybe a lot of people didn't think, you know, he should get. You know what I'm saying? So you got everything in place that you need when you put up, even on paper, when you put up our roster against everybody else's roster, you know what I mean? Like, it's right there. So I think the O-line is the only question, you know, that we have. And we've seen people win with, you know, I don't know, but lesser O-line, but, you know, just as adequate a O-line, you know, as we have. So I think that's the biggest key. The defense, you know, I think, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, I think I can't really – I'm not going to, you know, rate the defense the same thing with the defense until we get our two defensive ends back. Like, I can't – you just can't because, you know – like whoever, you know, we know Ramsey can handle himself, but the other cornerbacks and we know, you know, safeties are really good. So those three are good. The defensive backfield is great. I see what the linebackers do, but you know, all that is a domino effect. If you ain't getting no pressure on the quarterback, everybody open. I'm gonna get open. Give me 5 seconds. I'm gonna get open. If you get no pressure, you know, so that I can't really rate them. And like you said, I don't know what Weaver runs, but you know, I'm pretty sure. I mean, you know, hey, you can't stop him from scoring 30. We should win.
The young man's name is Chop. It's not Pork Chop. I don't know if you're hungry or not.
He keeps calling Pork Chop, and I like that better.
I like that better. Like, why like why we don't put the pork in front of it? Like, just Chop. Like, I don't like Chop.
The whole reason he goes to Arby's. We got the meats. Like, why we just pork calling chop. Him Chop? Chop could be a chop salad. Yeah. You want a chop salad or you want a pork chop? Who do you want out on the football field, pork chop or chop salad?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're too little. I mean, if I can say, I mean, lamb chop you got to have. Like 3 lamb chops equal 1 pork chop. You know,
we don't have any time to talk pickleball. We went way over. We were talking about the Radisson.
Oh, man.
We'll start tomorrow. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
All right, man. Talk to y'all later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.